Polo Aguilera lived for his community. He participated in 10 Yakima council boards, funded local sports teams, and was the founder of Yakima's first Mexican bakery, La Petunia. He was known as a man who loved to help others. When Polo's health started to fail, it didn't come as a surprise that the community came to his family's aid. In today's StoryCorps Northwest, hear Polo's wife, Terry Aguilera, recall Polo's struggle with cancer and the help their family received after his death.
In January 2004, Polo, at the age of 44, was diagnosed with colon cancer. He started having some symptoms in November of 2003. He had surgery in February, and he looked good. He looked very, very good after surgery. They removed the part that was cancerous. They also found cancer in two lymph nodes. They said given his age, although they might not normally do chemo in two lymph nodes, they felt chemo would be important. And what shocked all of us was between end of January and early March, it had metastasized to the liver. He was feeling fine. And at that point, they said, even more so, we need to begin chemo. He began chemo about around St. Patrick's Day, March 17th of 2004, and he had a very bad reaction. He only had two chemo treatments, basically poisoned his system, and he died of septicemia on April 1st, 2004. Many people were in shock because, number one, they didn't know he was ill. He didn't want people to know he was sick. And the second thing was it was so fast. I was called to the hospital at 11 o'clock Wednesday night, and he died at 5:30 the next morning. He suffered quite a great deal that last week or two of his life, and yet was a very patient man. I think he knew, in retrospect, looking back, I think he knew his time was limited. I think Polo would be really happy to know how the community here supported us. Polo spent his life here in Yakima building community. And the community he built was there for us.
That was Terry Aguilera talking with her coworker and friend, Cherokee Frazier, about her late husband, Polo Aguilera. You can listen to this and other StoryCorps Northwest excerpts on our website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to the Yakima Valley Museum, Yakima Valley Community Foundation, Cashmere Valley Bank, Heritage University, and KDNA Radio for their help in bringing StoryCorps to the Northwest.